Greetings, and welcome to the NASPO Pulse. I'm Kevin Miner, and in a special episode today, we are talking with the 2024 NASPO Board of Directors President-elect candidates. This episode features Debbie DeMore, Director of the State of Vermont Office of Purchasing and Contracting, and Thor Vu, Chief Procurement Officer for the State of Alaska. In each interview, we address the same questions, and each candidate is given 2 minutes to respond. If you have any questions about the NASPO Board of Directors elections, please contact Maya Griffin, Director of Membership Engagement, at mgriffin@naspo.org. Hi, Debbie, how are you today?
Great, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking some time to speak with us today. Debbie, can you just introduce yourself really quickly, please?
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm Debbie DeMore, Director of Purchasing and Contracting for the State of Vermont. I've been with the State of Vermont for over 25 years and have served in my current position and role for much of that time.
Debbie, please tell the listeners about your cooperative contracting experience.
Certainly. In addition to participating on the NASPO Value Point Management Board, which is now the Executive Council, Vermont has led Value Point solicitations and contracts, and we have also engaged in many multi-state opportunities as well outside of NASPO.
Please tell the listeners about your leadership experience.
Yes. Well, with over 25 years of public service experience and with my private sector experience, if my math is correct, that brings me to over 30 years of procurement experience, with most of those years serving in leadership roles. Some of my leadership experience also includes various roles within NASPO as well. For instance, NASPO board experience. I've sat on the NASPO board for a few years prior to serving as NASPO president in 2014 and 2015. And I currently sit on the NASPO board serving the role of immediate past president. In addition, I've served as director at large in 2022 and secretary treasurer in 2020. I have a significant NASPO committee experience. I will say I don't believe there's a committee I haven't served on and or have chaired. And some of that includes chairing the Governance and Oversight Committee, Professional Development, Marketing Conference, chair and vice chair, co-chair for the NASPO Eastern Region, and then Cronin chair. And then other committees that I've participated in, Administration Committee, Investment, Joint Audit, again, NASPO Management Board, Emerging Issues, Nominations. So I do have experience in that area. Thank you.
Please tell the listeners about your procurement experience.
Well, between the private and public sector, I have over 30 years of procurement experience. I love the profession and have never looked back at my career choice.
Please tell the listeners about your board governance understanding and experience.
I do have experience and understanding in board governance. I've served on the NASPO Board of Directors for a number of years in various roles, most recently as NASPO past president. But I've also served as board president, director at large, secretary treasurer, and then also on the Value Point Management Board, again, now executive council.
Please tell the listeners about your NASPO Value Point experience.
I'm very familiar with NASPO Value Point. I've participated on the management board, as I've mentioned. Vermont has also led Value Point solicitations and contracts.
Debbie, in a few words, please tell us about your future vision for the organization.
Thank you so much for asking that question. It's all about continuing the efforts and journey to elevate the profession and unifying everyone in the public procurement space, which includes those in the profession, NASPO, and those sister associations. Thank you for the opportunity and your consideration.
Thank you so much, Debbie. Thor, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Thank you for letting me speak with you today.
Absolutely, Thor, and thank you so much for being part of the President-elect podcast. Thor, before we get started, can you just introduce yourself for us, please?
Yeah, of course. So my name is Thor Vu. I'm currently the Chief General Officer for the state of Alaska.
Thor, can you please tell the listeners about your cooperative contracting experience?
Absolutely, Kevin. And thank you for that question. So I've got a very diverse experience in cooperative contracting in my time with the federal government, in my time with local government, and obviously in my time with the state government and the state of Alaska as well. In my federal government side and experience, I was involved in the creation of a variety of master agreements, blanket purchase agreements, or BPAs, IDIQs, we call them indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contracts, requirements contracts, for a variety of types of products and services, including data center support for the Department of Homeland Security, and of course for healthcare providers, nurses, physicians, things like that, for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to be used throughout the state of Texas. So in addition to that, currently my team and I are leading the NASPO audio-visual portfolio and the AED portfolio as well. So that just touches on some of the basic experience that I have in this area.
Thor, please tell the listeners about your leadership experience.
Sure, yeah. So I think that my leadership experience is pretty broad and diverse in the sense of not only in the public procurement space, but also in other volunteer and leadership areas as well. I'll start with the board membership, including previous board memberships in the energy committee for a small city in Vermont. You may have heard South Burlington, Vermont, managing and helping the city council come up with energy independence and policies to address the city's energy challenges in the future. Of course, in addition to that, I've been involved at the city level as a commissioner for human resources and leading HR efforts to provide for equal employment opportunities. In addition to that, and with more specific procurement leadership experience, I've been a CPO for a large public transportation agency in the Silicon Valley. I've been a division director for healthcare and medical care, medical services for the Department of Veterans Affairs. And of course, I've also been a director of the Veterans Health Administration as well, overseeing all of the VA hospitals in the state of Texas, ensuring that veterans get the need and the services that are required to ensure that they are taken care of and that, that they are healthy. And so just I won't go into detail, but those are just some of the summary experiences in the leadership space.
Please tell the listeners about your procurement experience.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm one of those rare ones that kind of fell into procurement and then didn't want to leave. I truly enjoy the various aspects of contract negotiations, contracting and market researching and understanding various different trends that are impacting products and services that the government needs. I started as a junior contracting officer in the Department of Defense, working on a variety of different types of contracts, not only just firm fixed price contracts, but cost contracts, cost reimbursable contracts, contracts that include incentives, incentive fee, and performance period, a performance payment contract as well. So a variety of hands-on, tactical, in-the-weeds experience in the procurement area. And of course, overarching, as I mentioned already in the previous response, I do have very relevant experience in procurement related to healthcare, defense procurement, national security and immigration procurement, procurement related to transportation, and then, of course, obviously, in my most recent role, procurement related to state government and state government operations.
Please tell the listeners about your board governance understanding and experience.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you for that question. So, as I mentioned before, I was a previous commissioner for human resources for a city in Northern California. So in that role, I work with elected city council and officials board supervisors to come up with equal employment opportunity policies to ensure that the city's hiring practices are in line with federal laws and regulations. I have served as the Affordable Housing Dwelling Board member for the County of Fairfax, Virginia, to ensure that there are adequate supplies of affordable housing for residents in that very highly high-cost area. And then, of course, briefly mentioned already my involvement as a board member for the Energy Commission for the City of South Burlington, you know, looking at sustainable energy solutions for the city. So in addition to that, of course, I am currently a board member for NASPO as well. I've been on the board for almost 2 years now, going on 2 years. So I'd say that, you know, I've touched a variety of those different topics related to not only just procurement, but leadership and board governance in general, and have a good understanding of the formalities that are involved with some of these processes.
Thor, please tell the listeners about your NASPO Value Point experience.
Sure. Right. Yeah. So currently right now in my role, I oversee the Alaska Centers of Procurement Excellence. This is our dedicated strategic sourcing team that oversees and manages our categories and major spend categories within the state. And our category managers work very closely in collaboration with NASPO Value Point. So in that capacity, working with MVP leaderships, we help identify the needs. And of course, we are one of the major users of the various NASPO Value Point portfolios. And our state, as I mentioned, has taken part in leading the AED and the audiovisual equipment, in addition to being sourcing members and being involved in a variety of other portfolios, including, you know, the public radio sourcing, and I believe the data communication sourcing portfolio as well.
In a few words, please tell us about your future vision for the organization.
Yeah, so that's an excellent question. Yeah, I think that as a board president, you know, we're entrusted with a tremendous amount of responsibility. So with that, you know, I would not take those obligations very lightly. My charge and my vision would be to promote the reputation and the influence of NASPO and NASPO Value Point, and then to align with our strategic partners to create professional learning environments and the opportunity for cross-discipline and cross-training across, you know, the entire supply chain, including project management as well, right? Because I think that project management functionality play a very critical role in the overall end-to-end supply chain and in procurement process. And of course, in addition to that, I would look to champion sustainable growth for NASPO in the areas of organizational growth itself, and also in the areas of cooperatives and professional development opportunities for both not only our members, but also our staff as well.
Thor, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Okay, well, thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon. And it's a great opportunity to be able to share some of my thoughts and perspective on what my vision and role will be if elected as NASPO's president.